Okay, thank you for coming this evening. We are calling an end to the recess that we took 23 hours ago, and we are resuming our special council meeting now on August 20th at 7 p.m. here in the community center. So, we went over the budget quite thoroughly yesterday and learned of some details, and then went back to the office today and spent some time on the budget. I think that we should probably redo our roll for our reconvening. Shannon, if you don't mind, if you would do our roll call.
Councilperson Reedy.
Present.
Councilperson Fox.
Present.
Councilperson Briggs.
Here.
Councilperson Cerencioni.
Not present.
Is absent. Loreen M. Felstead, Mayor.
Present.
Deputy Town Clerk Shannon Cuneo is present. Town Clerk Pat Engel.
Close
enough.
What is
it? Anglin. Pat Anglin.
Present.
And we have Water Guy Charlie Jenkins.
In the flesh.
All right.
Gang's all here.
Present and accounted for, with the exception of Kyle Cerencioni. So I'm going to, again, as I did yesterday, defer to Shannon, then to review changes
we want to
that
do?
Occurred. Oh, do we think we need to? No.
Okay.
No. We're just going, basically, we're in the middle of public comment when we adjourned, and now we're...
So now we're back for more fun and games.
More fun and games.
Revenue budget has not changed. So okay. I'm not going to address the revenue budget.
Oh, okay. So it's
still the same.
Well, I guess then the question that I have is, did we find out why it is so much lower than in previous years?
Revenue?
Yeah.
Well, because we don't have project money flowing through our accounts.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, like, it's even lower than, like, the 22, 23. Were those years where we also had grant money coming in?
It's higher. So, 23 was 118, 24 was 118, 116 for 25.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're looking at the grand totals? No, we actually didn't address that at all. She's not just doing our budget. Jody does everybody's budget. So exactly why the printouts are the way they are, we didn't actually get into that. We talked more about the payroll issues and stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, too.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know what their grand totals at the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah, what they forward to.
All right.
Oh, I asked for an updated revenue one. Well, no, because the revenue numbers are not changing. So I can ask her what those totals at the bottom mean. But, there's a lot of forms that get sent out before this budget process goes into full swing. And a lot of those are telling us what our income for this coming year is going to be. So most of it is based off of what they have given us. For instance, that's how we get our property taxes figured out and all of that. And we have had a property tax decrease the past 2 years. We get less funding. However, we are going to get a little bit more money this year, but that's because people's houses are worth more. But we're still getting less revenue for them.
Okay, I see it. You're right. There's a couple... there were some grants. The SRF loans were rolled into 22-23.
Okay. And like I said, next year we're going to have some of that too, because we're going to have the new water project going on.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I just want to make sure we're leaving money on the table.
Heck yeah.
Well, we're definitely not going to do that. If we have money on the table, it's going in for me.
Yeah.
So when we get extra money, like grants, extra money like grants.
Yes.
Okay, that won't be, it'll be put in the bank account, and
No, not always, because a lot of grants, you are awarded the grant, but they don't just give you the money. You have to hit markers for them to give you some of the money. So you have to turn in essentially paperwork and evidence that you have done part of the project or, you know, whatever the grant is for, that you've spent the money properly. But I'm assuming a lot of it depends on the dollar amount.
So
the smaller the grant, the more likely you're going to get it up front.
When you do get money from that, yes, it'll go into the account and then we'll see that.
Yes, and so I haven't dealt with deposits or anything like that. I took on the claims because I think the office needs to know what we're spending and be conscious of what we're spending. However, the income side of things, honestly, the, you know, reports come in that, you know, we're getting money for this, that, or the other thing, and it gets sent off to Jody. So until I get to actually sit with her and talk with her and get in-depth involved in this, I don't know all the ins and outs. Yeah.
I was just kind of wondering because, you know, it's showing up here, like he said, the grants and stuff.
Yeah. Well, and it's only as good as the information going in, for instance. Like, one of the things that Charlie highly questioned was in our wastewater expenses, there was a $47,000, $49,000, something like that, expenditure on generator? I keep wanting to call it a generator.
Yeah.
Was it? It was a generator for the lagoon, right?
Yeah.
Well, we actually got a grant for that. But the problem is, you know, the way this accounting goes, you don't see those cross. And if the claim isn't put in under the right account, I mean, it's, you know, is it a capital improvement versus an expenditure versus, and so that's the other way that these reports can get into trouble. If you're not consistent about what's being done, then your numbers don't reflect as well what's really going on. So that's another thing. I told you guys yesterday that we have reduced the number of accounts that we're using, the categories, so that we can, you know, group them together. I don't need professional services and other professional services, right? We're just going to use one. And I think that in itself is going to help us. But what it will do is also streamline our claims, so there's less choices to put it in the wrong spot.
Gotcha. So the bottom line, though, is that the revenue budget is what it is due to the lack of grant funding, essentially.
Well, okay, so majority of our money comes from property taxes and our utilities.
Right.
That's where most of our money comes from.
I mean, obviously, I'm concerned about that, but like the number one concern I have is the difference between, you know, this year's revenue budget and last year's, you know, like obviously, or even like the year before, the year before, the year before, where
right.
It seems like a more reasonable number. Like those numbers are higher, and obviously, like the grant money ones look, you know, that way. But like, I just want to clarify what I'm hearing, which is that. Because there are no grants incoming in this budget, that is why the revenue numbers are lower.
I know that's one of the reasons why they are considerably lower. I believe that the income that we are receiving from property taxes is just slightly over $121,000 this year, which is actually, because
right.
It's gone down again, it's actually less than we received last year, except that people's houses are worth more this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, or, you know, whatever year they're using. So that's kind of the offset there. But for the most part, that hasn't changed. Our utilities, our rates are still the same at this point as they were there. So that's going to remain the same. So then the question comes down to, you know, the other monies that we get from the state,
right,
and things like that. And I don't know where those stand for the most part. We know our mills. Our mills have gone down. We had, I think last year it was 189. We have 147 this year.
Yeah, I'm just looking at these numbers and it looks like.
Well, and it's not, like, I've got a spreadsheet here you can take a look at too, Tim. That might.
Binoculars?
Yeah, exactly. It might show you a little bit better some of the numbers that you are looking for.
So that generator, now I didn't quite get that clear in my head.
So the generator, let me see if I can find it for you. It's on, let's see, it's under sewer, so it's going to be 5310. Dun, dun, dun. Where was that guy? It's going to be in the, no, hold on.
Is it on 16? On page
16? Is it on 16? I was thinking it was probably on 17. I can't remember what account it was put in. But we were looking at it and we were like, well, why is that so high? And we went and looked it up. And in fact, it was the generator. And Charlie said, but we didn't pay that out.
Right.
We got a grant for it. Well, the grant goes in this side. You never see that on the expenditures side. So that was one of the reasons why wastewater looked 50,000 more than, you know, we could say it should have.
Yeah.
Is because those two didn't offset each other. It's still an expense, but we did get income for it.
Okay.
So is it at, on page 17, 43640 under number 230? Repair and maintenance, is that the 49?
Yep.
Okay. So there it
is. Yes.
49,449 was the cost
right.
of the generator.
So it's like, how did we blow that budget so badly? Well, for the most part, it's because we bought this generator, but we got money back for it.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
And
we can move on to the outgoing here in a second. I still wanted to make sure, though, that
we're... Wait a minute, please.
No, that's all right. No.
Sharon
no.
was in the middle.
Tim, you go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
So before we move on to the outgoing, though, I want to make sure that we're all clear on the incoming. Which is really where I feel like I'm sort of dancing around each other, right? Like, because the budget here has a grand total, which is less, and, like, all the numbers seem like they're higher, is what I'm saying. So,
and I can't tell you, I don't know where that grand total comes from on that report.
Okay.
So that's part of the problem is... I'm not that familiar with these reports. And, you know, I mean, I could make guesses, but, you know, I'd have to sit here with a calculator and figure it out.
I see. Okay, well, I mean, if there's no more information to be had on the revenue budget, then I'm okay moving on to the expenditure budget. Sorry, Sharon, I just want to make sure we got this taken care of before we moved on.
Well, Sharon had asked a question, and I don't think that it got answered.
No, no,
so let's.
That's right.
I want to be sure it was answered completely,
no,
though.
Okay.
Were you also wanting to ask questions about the revenue budget?
No.
Okay.
She was asking about the generator and to understand that.
Yeah, and I understand that.
Okay.
Tim, if I had to fathom a guess. The grand total includes, I don't think it's all the funds put together. 216, 74, it's almost 3. Let me do a quick little dirt, quick and dirty, my head. 320, 370. Yeah, these are all grants. 370. Yeah, no, I don't. I think that there's something else in those numbers. It's not just the reports that we have here, that grand total. So is that reserves in there possibly? Is that, you know, something else that we don't know about? But that grand total number, I can't tell you exactly where that one comes from at the very end. I'd have to sit and figure it out a little bit more.
All right.
Ask me next year.
Yeah, I guess.
The one thing that I can see that is, and it's obviously small potatoes compared to like the bigger totals, but this, the water permit and sewer permit.
What page are you on, Charlie?
I'm revenue 12 of 12.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then
Both, yeah.
third line down or whatever, that would be for issuing water and sewer. Well, we have put on a stop bill moratorium. We will not be issuing $2,000 worth of connection fees for sure. Like, that number should be zero. And it's the same with water. It's the same.
Well, and that would be less than one connection. 2,000 for the most part, depending. Yeah, a lot of these will go by percentages. You know, what percentage has it been in the past?
Okay.
And that's what they'll put in there. And we didn't address the fact that there's a moratorium going on at this point.
Right.
So, but, you know, I mean, at some point that could get lifted.
Mm-hmm.
No plan at this time.
Definitely, budget meetings are so vital, so everybody can put eyes on it and
mm-hmm.
figure it all out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just working through the process.
Indeed.
And I do have a question. I didn't see where
yes.
the capital fund is.
For anything specific?
Just the capital fund. Because when Superior asked for, when they asked for to buy a car, Superior said, well, we have that much money in our capital fund.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they paid for it outright.
Yep.
And
one time.
We didn't.
We chose not to, yeah.
Right. So do we have like a capital fund? Is that kind of like an emergency fund or miscellaneous fund?
I know that we do have, I don't know what the value of it is at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't get into... You know, what do we have, essentially? It's what are we bringing in and what are we going to push out?
Right, okay.
So, yeah. But
thanks,
just as a for instance, if you look on page 12 of 17 of your expenditures, that's a capital improvement fund for the sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll
yeah.
see that the underneath the account, it says 950 construction.
Mm-hmm.
950 are capital improvement funds.
Okay.
So anything you see at 950 means that it's a capital improvement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. So we've got one over here.
So that's a capital improvement expenditure, which theoretically makes the town worth more.
Right.
And that just gets like a, we put money in there for just like in case or whatever. Okay.
Yes, and there's one other piece to this pie is our money that we bring in, we can only use essentially 50% of it. And part of the reason why that is done is because we get the bulk of our money two times a year, December, January, and June, July. And you need to have enough operating funds to keep operating in the meantime. And if you are counting on that money for the year and you get it halfway through the year, you're already in the red.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they keep us at that 50% level. Okay, you want some highlights on the expenditures?
Yeah, would you mind going over the notable changes?
Notable changes are payroll.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay, so I went back at Jody and said, hey, it got brought up in the meeting that our payroll is gone down, and how can that be? We do have one less person. Shay's not here at this point.
Okay.
But Charlie was put in originally as a part-time employee. And then in 2025, he went to a full-time employee. And it didn't get changed in the software. And so I asked her, you know, a little bit about how does this budget process work for forecasting payroll? And it goes off of the percentage of what has happened in the, distant past. So she bumped up Charlie's hours. She also bumped up Reese's hours a little bit. And so you will see that the parks and the water and the sewer have all gone up in the payroll amounts.
Okay, great.
To reflect more of what has happened.
Yeah.
in the past couple of years.
Okay. Well, glad that was something.
Yeah, no, that was fabulous, because, you know, Jody was like, huh, you know, the more she looked at it too, she was like, okay, I'm going to dive into this. So, you got spiders? I think that's the only thing that really changed. I discussed grants with her a little bit, and we did not put any grants into the budget. There are quite a number of grants that actually allow you to make the administrative part of the grant also. And she said at this time, that's what you guys need to look for.
Okay.
Basically. Yeah. Let me look through here, but I think that's the only thing that really changed.
So that did affect our grand total then?
That did affect. Yeah, because I think, you know, taking the easier ones to talk about, taking sewer, for instance, let's go back to the next to the last page, I think. Yes. Last time we were looking at this, it was 32,000. Now it's bumped up to 55.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very
well.
So. Very
good. And I guess, you know, on a broader scale, again, my main concern is the great disparity between these two grand total numbers, obviously. You know, the expenditures and the revenue numbers don't line up. Did we get any insight into why
she said there is probably summary pages, but she never uses them in the budget process. And she said, I can't do that exploring at this time, because she's dealing with multiple budgets.
Oh, okay.
But this is something that, you know, she does every year for a number of towns and cities. And so she's intimately familiar with this process. And so there's a lot of trust that we are placing in Jody in doing this, to be quite honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But if our numbers weren't where they should be, or we were totally out of whack somewhere, mm-hmm. she'd be the first one pointing it out. So we can get you that information. We just can't do it for this evening's meeting. September 3rd is the deadline for all of this stuff. So after that date, we can ask Jody to give us some different reports.
And just a reminder, once we pass this budget, we'll be going back and amending our current budget based on...
Last year's budget.
This budget, yeah. Right. Well, yeah, last year's, because we've already passed.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we're in this budget time period now.
So what you're asking me, though, is to approve a budget that on these papers doesn't balance.
It. We're not asking it to balance.
Oh.
It's not going to balance.
No,
we can't. We can only use a certain amount of what we get. The rest has to be kept in reserve. We that's that 50% marker. So we're not trying to spend exactly what we have coming in. And so on it, the sheets have to be taken individually. The 1,000, I'm going to go back to kind of a general thing here. So you'll look at the expenditures because it's easier to tell. The 1,000 general that's right here.
First page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The general fund versus, you know, go to the back two pages and we have the sewer fund.
Mm-hmm.
So this is taking each one of those areas individually. The general is basically what runs the whole town, other than specifically looking at areas like water and sewer.
Right.
Yeah. And so what let's take, because this one is another one that's fairly easy to explain. So if you go to page 10 of 17 on expenditures, and if you go to the revenue, let me tell you the page here in a moment. Okay, go to 8 of 12 on revenue and 10 of 17 on expenditures.
Cash tax.
Yes. So you will see that we are bringing in $25,351 in gas tax this year. And you will see our expenditures say that it's $30,880.
Okay.
Okay? So we're definitely bringing in 25. The reason why I'm using this fund in particular is you only get to use gas tax money for roads, for this gas tax account, and this is our roads account. So right now we're looking like we're about $5,500 over budget. That would then go to our reserves to pay the difference.
Okay, but this obviously includes the increased expenditure for the abatement.
Right. And, you know, it's one of those where roads has historically been under budget, not over budget. So the chances of it going over budget are probably pretty slim. But we wanted to make sure we had enough budgeted in there to be able to do it. And then that gets added to everything else, which goes to that 50% mark.
So are both of these numbers essentially supposed to be that 50% mark, like that 25,000?
No, the whole thing is 50%. You don't take them individually. You take this and say your revenues and you can only spend 50% type deal of what you're getting. But it's for the whole budget, not just for per fund or per deal. So that's why we can get so much closer on, say, the gas one. Because our whole thing has to be 50%, not each one individually.
So the 1,000 category, the general,
yes,
is about, what is that, $90,000 deficit for this coming year?
Page 2 of 12.
Page 2 of 12 on the revenue and 4 of 17 on the expenditure. Those should be the bottom
the
lines.
Full
the
general. So we're saying we're going to spend $355 total requirements. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so here's what I can tell you. On the revenue page, the first tax is your property taxes, mm-hmm. That $150,000. And then after that, you know, you get a little bit for this and a little bit for that. And then our next biggest one is our utilities. That's where most of our money is coming from. Now, you're dialing down into an area that I'm not familiar with yet, but as I understand this, we take all of these together and we make a projection of what we're going to bring in for the year. And it should be fairly accurate, not including grants, of course. And so part of what I don't know and haven't learned yet is how do we bring what we're taking and what we have and put those together and decide how much gets spent? Because my assumption is, as a good accountant, you would put money aside for the times when you don't have money but something has to be done. Generally, capital expenditures.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that ties all back into doing this budget. Unfortunately, and some of what you're asking goes to that. And so I can't be as clear as I think you would like me to be and as I would like to be. It kind of drives me nuts that I don't know this inside and out yet.
So I'm looking at the water project one, 5211, and it definitely looks,
yes,
like we're dropping about $1.5 million with zero revenue. But I'm going to assume that that's all been taken care of with loans.
That project's
like that.
Just about done.
Yeah, so basically that's going to be all taken care of in the reports that
Paul,
sorry, has been giving us about the funding status are essentially like a microscope into that. Okay.
It's kind of an overview of it. And so I do know that with that project, some of the grants that we were awarded are going to be forgiven, and some of them are going to turn into loans. And it doesn't revert to a loan till after the project's done.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I've got all my questions asked and answered to the best of your abilities.
I do have one more piece for Charlie. Charlie, I specifically asked about if there is, you know, let's say like what happened this past month where you got pulled on a water main break and you pulled everybody to help with the school's service line. So I specifically asked, when things like that happen and when it's all hands on deck and everybody has to go work on this, how does that affect payroll? And she said specifically, it has been tried and they had to give up. And what happens is everybody is paid a certain percentage to water, a certain percentage to sewer, and a certain percentage to, you know, the administration side of things. And that sticks, regardless of what they end up working on. So the change in labor, if you need them to help you with any projects, it does not change the labor for water and sewer by the end of the year. It becomes unaccountable, shall we say. It's too much of a headache to try and change all of that around. It whacks your budget out too much. And so they've tried it with a number of different places and they've all given up.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I've got my questions answered to the best of abilities.
Carrie, did you think of anything that you wanted to ask about? Pretty much.
I do not have any questions at this time.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Sharon?
Well, I'm still kind of curious about the... we budget for Charlie's, the water, the sewer, and they're separated, and if something like this happens down here, then that is what you would take out of the capital fund for the extra, how much ever extra it costs.
Not the capital fund. So let's take the water main break that happened down here. So it's obviously not a sewer issue, so that's all getting billed to water. So not payroll, because payroll stays with how it is split out between the accounts, but all of the parts that we need, or, you know, if we need to subcontract something, which we do on occasion, all of that comes out of expenses. And that's why the water and the sewer budgets are so hard to do, because how do you plan for what you have no idea is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And especially when we did a water project and then we had all sorts of things go wrong and happen.
Oh, yeah.
Right. There's no way you can, which is why in government accounting, they make you stay well within your budget. Because otherwise you're going for loans constantly.
Yeah,
and we don't want to encumber ourselves more.
You to manage a moving target.
Yeah.
The best way to manage a moving target and make sense of it at the same time is to give yourself lots of room. There's just no other way of doing it. Because you don't know when something like that's going to happen.
Right. I don't know.
Water main's going to break. You can't budget for that.
Yeah. And going forward, especially when we do this new water project, I want to see if we can move more towards the water budget to allow for things that go wrong. You change your system and the weak spots are going to start showing.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Good.
Yeah. You know, it's also projecting what's coming forward for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've done a better job this year.
You've said before.
Entirely.
My wife used to be in property management. And there's a time where you're looking at a huge project and then you're surprised by things all along the way. Or you assess the project and you know you're going to hit these things when you get there. And
sure.
You prepare for it. There's two ways of going at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like being surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
I agree.
Well, we don't either.
Because if you go in with a budget for everything, you don't need to do everything, guess what? You're under budget. Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the three things you didn't fix or touch, those are the first ones to break.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if there are no further questions on the budget, I would entertain a motion to accept the budget.
I would like to entertain a motion to our
budget. We have to accept it first.
The budget.
Yeah, we have to accept the budget and then we can move forward with this.
This one? Or this one? Or
okay.
I hear what you're saying. I move to accept this budget as written in this current revision.
Alright. So we have a motion from Tim to accept the budget as written. Our fiscal year 2026 to 2027. Do I have a second?
I will second to move.
And Karen has second. Shannon, would you call the question?
Councilperson Fox?
Yes.
Councilperson Briggs?
Yes.
Councilperson Reedy?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, so then the next item on our agenda, even though it isn't spelled out as a separate thing, we are going to then adopt our resolution to approve and adopt final municipal budget of the Town of Alberton, Montana for fiscal year 2026-2027. Whereas the Town of Alberton, Montana is mandated in accordance with Title VII, Chapter 6, Part 40, Montana Code Annotated from the Local Government Budget Act to approve and adopt an annual municipal budget for the term of July 1st, 2026 through June 30th, 2027. And whereas the Alberton Town Council has taken all the necessary and legal action required under the statutes to adopt the final budget for the ensuing fiscal year, whereas the mill levy amount requested for fiscal year 2027 is 147.58 or $126,206. Whereas a decrease in property taxes due to 15-10-420 calculation of $32.96.01 and $272.94 respectively for a home valued at $100,000, $300,000, and $600,000. Now therefore, be it resolved by the Alberton Town Council that in accordance with Title VII, Chapter 6, Part 40 of Montana Code Annotated Local Government Budget Act, the fiscal year budget of the Town of Alberton, Montana for the dates inclusive of July 1st, 2026 through June 30th, 2027 is hereby approved and adopted as the final budget as set forth in Exhibit A, attached hereto and by this reference incorporated herein for the above recited fiscal year, and that appropriations are authorized to defray the expenses and liabilities for the fiscal year. Passed and approved this 20th day of August 2026. And so, just for clarification, Exhibit A will be the expenditure budget report and the revenue budget report. Are there any questions on the resolution? Then I would entertain a motion.
I move to resolve the resolution to approve and adopt the final municipal budget of the Town of Alberton, Montana fiscal year 2026 to 2027.
Wonderful. So Carrie has motion to approve the resolution. Do I have a second?
Yep, I'll second that.
And Tim has seconded. Thank you. Motion on the floor. No additional questions or comments? I will have Shannon call the question.
Councilperson Fox?
Yes.
Councilperson Briggs?
Yes.
Councilperson Reby?
Yes.
Motion carries.
So we have resolution number 359 has passed to approve and adopt final municipal budget of the Town of Alberton. Thank you very much.
Thank
Do we have any additional public comment then this evening? And this would be on the budget. Hearing none, I would entertain an additional motion here.
I'll move to adjourn this meeting, I believe.
We have a motion to adjourn. We have a second.
I second that motion.
Councilperson Fox?
Yes.
Councilperson Briggs?
Yes.
Councilperson Reedy?
Yes.
We are adjourned. Our